Boy, God really used you. Boy, that was a word. Oh, my pride was almost high. It's the first heaven. But when I got to my pastor, after everybody left, who was still sitting in his seat, I walked over there and I say, Pastor, I say, how I do? He said, let me something. If I'd have run in Noah Jones, I'd have called Noel. If you want to preach here again, you better be Johnny Ray Harper. Can I get a witness? And what am I saying to you? You don't have to try to be nobody else. Just be you. Just be who you are. Can the church say yeah? Say yeah. Here Paul is trying to help us, because in the first verse he talked to us being justified by faith, which connects us to Hebrews 11:1, and it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Now listen at this. You don't know right now who you're going to be in God, but you're hoping to be something good, and one day that evidence will be made known. You will be that hope of something good. And listen at this. While you're dealing with what you're dealing, in verse 1, he guarantees there's going to be some peace as long as your life is justified by faith, not by works, but by faith. Now we understand that faith without works is dead. Listen at me now. If you didn't have faith, there'd be no need for works.
Hope you enjoy our pastor's message. I'm Brother Michael Williams. Thank you for listening. We pray you were enlightened spiritually by our radio broadcast. If you would like a copy of our service or support us by donation, write us at Bethany Ministry Center, P.O. Box 6764, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307, or call us at 318-561-0064 and leave a message. Join us next Saturday at 12:15 p.m.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. You are now tuned into the Deceptions of Satan radio broadcast with Brother Leon Gaspy. Listen now as Brother Gaspy enlightens you about the different ways Satan may deceive us in our walk with Christ.
Good afternoon. This is Brother Gaspy. This week, I'm celebrating my first year, my first anniversary of being on the radio. There have been people that said I wouldn't last for a couple of months and I'd be gone, but thank God I'm still here. And I've been bringing out some things that may sound a little critical to some, but I think I'm doing it the way God has led me to do it. And like I said, all the time, I do it the best I can with what I have. And I haven't been to theology school or anything, but I just read this Bible and I believe that God is with me, and if God be with me, no matter what you think or what you do, I'll still be here. And I was thinking about theology. You know, theology is the study of, it's a speculation thing. People trying to figure out God. And I got a scripture here in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3 and verse 11. Just this one scripture said, he has made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he has set the world in their hearts so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. So, me and my way of looking at things. That means that God has made everything beautiful in its own time. Even things that we call ugly, you know, we have a saying that beauty is in the eye of the beholder. But if we would take what God has given us and do that instead of trying to figure out where God didn't quite understand what he was doing, and we're going to figure out and improve on what God has done. You can't do that. As God says, the wisdom of man is foolishness to him. So I don't see why we would, and we have gone so far from what God says. You know, this the things that I've been talking about, like not being born again and stuff like that. Here, that God said in his word that when he told Peter, when Peter said he was the Son of God, he said, on this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now, he never said that there wouldn't be attacks on his church, but it would not prevail. And there have been people attacking God's church since before Christ, even before Christ died. They fought him in person. And they've been fighting the church. There was one place in the Bible, this guy Simon Magnus. He had control over this little town. And this is just a story I'm telling from the Bible. You can find it. It's in Acts. I think it's Acts chapter 8. That Simon had control over these people, and they respected him as some kind of man of God. And when Peter came and was laying hands on people and they received the Holy Spirit, Simon wanted to pay for this. And Peter rebuked him and told him that he could not buy this that God had given to us free. But see, man has been theorizing on everything. Everything has a theory. You know, we have to study it and see if we make improvements on it. But God's word is the one thing that I don't believe man can improve on. Like Jesus said there in Matthew 15 and Mark 7, say, you've made, man's tradition has made God's word obsolete with your traditions, the traditions of men. And in Isaiah, and it says that you worship me in vain because of the fact that you're using traditions instead of God's word to teach the people. Now, I'm not very sharp in a lot of things, but I can understand. I can accept that. Because of the fact that the Bible says that God uses the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. See, wise people have got all the formal education and that. Fine, I have nothing against education. I put no premium on stupidity. Because in my own way, I've tried to get as much education as I can. That's why I read sometimes. And I don't read as much as I would like to read now, because I find myself drifting off and wasting time just sitting around looking or going places, doing things, walking around in the house, getting bored with myself. And I understand that this is also a trick of the devil. Anything he can do to distract you from this word. I don't want to get too, like Solomon says, reading a lot of books can be wearisome to you. And I've read a lot, and I still like to read, but I don't read as much as I used to. I spend time thinking about things I have read, and especially in this this book we call the Bible. I like to think about, and I can't forget, completely forget the past, so Satan is always bringing something up from the past that I think about, and some things I start thinking about, I enjoy thinking about some things that some, I've got some good memories in my life that I've have experienced some good things, and I experienced some things that I wonder how in the world did I make it through. But then that's God's business. He knew all the time. Even when I was a child, he knew what he had put in me. And because of God's mercy and his grace, he allowed me to stay here until, and I'll be here until he decides it's time for me to leave. And I thank God for that every day that I've managed to wake up with good health and a sound mind. In spite of the things, the material things that I may be lacking now that I felt like I should have had or I should have, it still gives me good health and a sound mind. Now, as long as I have that, I've got what it takes to get to enjoy whatever God gives me. I can enjoy whatever God allows me to have because of the fact that, like I said, I am healthy and I think I got a pretty sound mind. But anyway, I haven't had many compliments or even comments on my program. All of the mail I got were from prisoners, people that had been incarcerated. I guess they can understand some of what I'm saying because of some of the things I've done that I could have been locked up, that God, by the grace of God and mercy, that I didn't get caught. And I still thank him for that. And I'm just glad to be here. Like that old woman used to say on that radio program, Minnie Pearl. A lot of you young folks don't remember her. I know you don't, because that was the days when we didn't have television. We used to listen to the radio on Saturday night. And Minnie Pearl used to come on and just always say, "Oh, it's so good to be here." And it is good to be here. I thank God for being here. In spite of all the things, the little stumbling blocks that I won't blame people if they say people do it, but Satan is the one that engineered these things for people, put it in people's minds or hearts to do little things to try to block whatever God is doing. So I don't blame people anymore. I love people in spite of the fact that some of them have done some things to try to hurt me. But through it all, God has been good to me. And I just want to say thank God, and I pray that people will get the, be inclined to try to read this book for yourself. I read it myself, and I recommend this book to anybody. Whatever problems you have, and this book has got the answers to it. And if you read it and ask God to give you understanding, to understand what you're reading. You know why you're reading it, because this world is coming to an end as we know it. And like I said, I don't know very much, but what little I do know, I try to share with. And I'm fairly convinced of what I'm saying, because if I wasn't, I wouldn't make the sacrifices I make to be on here, because like I said, I have very little mail. And I've had two contributions since I've been on here, on this app, 1 year and 20 minutes. 1 year and $120 I got donations. One pastor gave me a $100 donation. One prisoner sent me $20 and a federal check. I didn't know what was happening. I said, "What is this? I'm getting a check from the federal government. It was a check from this prisoner that he sent a donation for $20. And I appreciate those two people. Now, altogether, that's $10 a month for this 12.